أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور. يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء، ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس، والله بكل شيء عليم.
نعم، صب العذاب على من سب الأصحاب.
جمهور العلماء ذهب إلى أنه من سب الصحابة أو لعنه يكون كافرا مرتد، وأجمع العلماء إجماع أن من اتهم الصحابة بالكفر أو بالنفاق أو طعن في عدالته أو في دينهم يكون كافرا مرتدا، مرق من ملة المسلمين وخرج من ملة الإسلام. لماذا؟ لأن الذي يطعن في الصحابة يطعن في الدين كله.
يسر إخوانكم في منتدى أنصار حبيب المصطفى أن يقدموا لكم هذه المادة.
Our dear brothers and sisters, and we are back again talking about Riyad al-Salihin, and we hope inshallah that we can explain and we can inshallah clarify all the ideas and everything about the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam included in this great book. So in the last episodes we talk about intentions and how intentions are important in Islam, and today we are talking about something that is not less important than intentions. We're talking about repentance. So today we are talking about repentance. But now, why repentance is important? Because repentance is the hope for every Muslim. Repentance is the hope for every man. Because without repentance, we are lost. Because there is no human being without a sin. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody commits mistakes. Everybody commits sins. So without repenting and without going back to God, we are nothing. We're lost. We can't do anything. But when we need to start with this word, first of all, which is repentance. What is the definition of repentance? What does repentance mean? According to Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of the word repentance is to be very sorry for something bad you have done in the past and wish that you had not done it. Now look at this. To be very sorry for something bad you have done in the past and wish that you had not done it. So when Cambridge Dictionary defined repentance, it gave two sides here. The first side is to be very sorry for something bad you have done, which is this feeling inside you to feel sorry for what you did. And secondly, that you wish you hadn't done it. You wish you hadn't done it. Well, interesting. Now, we need to add something here, that in Islam, to be very sorry for something bad in the sight of God, like adding this phrase, is very important in the sight of God. Why? Because what is committed against the will of God, against what God wants us to do, is a sin. Not with the human being's balance. Because sometimes people do good things, but they are very bad in the sight of people, but they are very good in the sight of God. And sometimes people do things that are very good in the sight of people, but they are very bad in the sight of God. Because people have different ways of thinking. They don't think like God in many cases. But so let's get back to the main business here. And let me give you an example about this. For example, a man who has lots of money, and he decided that he's going to give all his money to the poor, or he's going to give big part of his money to the poor. Like, lots of members of his family would consider this craziness. And they would say that this man is crazy. He's giving big part of his money to people who are beggars, people who have nothing. He's wasted his money. Okay, so this action, this act, from their point of view, is an act of madness. So they don't like it and they consider it a bad act. Okay? But in the sight of God, is it a bad action? Of course not. It's a good act. It's an act of mercy. It's an act of self-sacrificing. He's trying to give money to the poor. He's trying to give his own money to feed those people who don't have food. He's trying to give shelter to those who have no homes and no houses and no flats. So this is an act of mercy in the sight of God. But in the sight of some people, it is an act of madness. It is an act of craziness. This is why we are saying that, to be very sorry for something bad you have done in the sight of God. But if it is good in the sight of God, so you didn't commit a sin. Even if people said that you are a sinner, we don't care. What we care about as Muslims is how God looks upon us, not how people look at us. Okay, interesting. Now let's read this great verse together, which is in the Holy Quran in Surah Hud. And God says, وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَرُدْ وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. مرة أخرى. وَيَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوْا مُجْرِمِينَ. Now look at this. And all my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord and turn to Him in repentance. He will send you the skies pouring abundant rain and add strength to your strength. So turn you not back in sin. Turn you not back in sin. Look at the verse. And all my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord. This is an order by prophets, an order for repentance. Repent. Go back to God. Do not insist on committing sins. Stop it. Enough is enough. And turn to Him in repentance. To your God, the only God, the one God, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, the God of Jesus, the God of Muhammad. May the blessings of God be upon them all. Okay? And look at the benefits of repentance. He will send you the skies pouring abundant rain. Which means, when you obey God, and you go back to God, and you repent to God, and you ask for forgiveness, what is going to happen? Okay? The benefits are not only in the hereafter. You're not going to be granted paradise only. No, you're going to be given good things in this life also. God is going to make your life better. God is going to increase your happiness. Look at this. And turn to Him in repentance. He will send you the skies pouring abundant rain. In this life, you're going to be given better things if you repent to God. And add strength to strength. And you will be better, you will be stronger. You will have more if you repent to God. You will not lose. You will not lose so much. So turn you not back in sin. Turn you not back in sin. Do not become sinners again. Now let's talk in details about repentance. And in this episode, I'm going to give an introduction about repentance. I'm not going to get into the main hadith, the main sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are supposed to explain for today. But let me show you this. If the sin is against God and not a human, it has four conditions. If the sin is against God and not a human, it has four conditions. What it? It refers to repentance. So repentance has four conditions if it is against God. Condition number one, to quit the sin. Well, this is very clear. If you want to repent to God, you have to quit the sin. So, because it is not logical that you keep committing adultery every day and night, okay, and you say, I'm going to repent to God, and tomorrow you're going to commit adultery again. Oh, this is, we're not playing games with God, eh? So, if you want to repent, you have to quit committing sins. Stop it. If you are committing a sin, stop it. Do not do it again. Have the will not to do it. Don't do it. Okay? But to say, oh God, I repent to you and you keep doing the sin, not good. You talk to your father and mother in a bad way. And this is a great sin in Islam. And a great sin according to every prophet. And in all heavenly religions, and all religions revealed by God. This is a very great sin. To be bad to your father and mother. To be rude to your father and mother. Okay, so how can you repent while you insist on being rude to them? You have to stop treating them badly. And you need to start to be nice to them. To be good to them. If you started doing this, so this is, you achieved the first condition of repentance. So the first condition of repentance, stop doing bad things. Stop it. If you are committing a sin, stop it. This is stage number one. This is condition number one. It's not logical that you repent while doing the same sin. What repentance is this? What repentance is this? Is this a game? Are you trying to trick who? You're trying to trick God? Impossible. Now, the second condition for repentance is to regret it. So you don't only quit it. Like, okay, I'm not going to commit adultery again. But deep down, like, what's the problem? Deep down in your heart, like, you have nothing wrong in adultery. So you don't regret what you have done. You don't have regression. You don't have this inside you. You don't have regrets of the sin that you committed. This is terrible. You have to regret what you did. So not only to quit the sin, but to regret it. You have to be sincere. So it's not only enough that, oh, okay, so it is prohibited in Islam. Okay, I'll stop doing it. But deep down, you don't regret what you did. Deep down, not okay, we had good time. No, it's not like that at all. If you want to repent, if you want God to accept your repentance, number one, stop doing this. Stop committing this sin. Stop it. Number two, regret it. You have to feel sorry. I mean, even Cambridge Dictionary, in the definition of the word repentance, what did he say? What did it say? To be very sorry for something bad you have done in the past and wish that you had not done it. Which is regret, eh? You need to regret it. You need to regret your sins, eh? Very important. And number three, to decide strongly not to commit it again. To be a strong person. To be a strong believer. To be tough. To decide strongly, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to commit adultery anymore. I'm going to fast. I'm going to get married. I'm going to do anything but adultery. I'll take care of this. I'm not going to commit this sin anymore. This is very important. That you have the strong will not to commit this sin again. Okay? Because repentance is something that is very true. So it is not enough that you go and you give a confession. Father, I did so and so and so. I committed adultery yesterday. And deep down in heart, you're going to commit it tomorrow. Is this a repentance? Of course not.
If you want to repent, you decide not to do this sin again. And you should be firm, you should be tough, you should be strong. And you should have strong will, again, to decide strongly, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it again. Well, this is how you should be. This is how you should be. You should be very strong. Okay? So, as I told you, it's not a game, it's not, okay. Okay. I'm not taking drugs. I stopped taking drugs. I regret taking drugs. But whenever you get together with your friend, you start taking drugs again. No. Repentance is not like that. Repentance should be very pure, should be very faithful. So, number one, quit the sin. Number two, regret this sin. Number three, be strong and decide strongly, I'm not going to go back into this sin again. And number four, sincerity. The most important thing, number four, sincerity. Why are you going to stop committing this sin? Is it because you knew that the police knew about what you're doing and they're going to arrest you? Is it a sincere sin here? No, it's not. Because you're not leaving the sin for God. You're leaving the sin for the policeman. Because you're afraid of them, but you're not afraid of God. So this is not a repentance. Repentance should be for God. Sincerity is a condition. For example, I'll give you something to think about. A man is committing adultery. He's cheating on his wife behind her back. Okay? Now, when he started to feel that his wife is suspecting him, his wife has become suspicious. So he became afraid of his wife. So he said, no, I'm not going to commit adultery again. Is it a repentance? No, it is not. No, it is not. One word, end of. It is not a repentance. Why? Because not, he didn't stop committing adultery for God. He was afraid of his wife. He wasn't afraid of God, which is very horrible. You're afraid of your wife and you're not afraid of God. Subhanallah. A man was trying to steal some money, but he felt that some people are in the office and he's going to be called, so he decided not to steal the money. Why did he decide not to steal the money? Is it because he's because of the fear of God? Of course not. Because he's afraid of people. Is it a true repentance? No. A true repentance needs sincerity. You have to be sincere so that your repentance becomes accepted. So we have conditions here. So four conditions, let's say them one more time. We've got four here. Four conditions that are very important. Number one, to quit the sin. Number two, regret it. And number three, decide strongly not to commit it again. And number four, sincerity. You have to be sincere. Okay. Now, these four conditions are for what? When the sin is committed against God. When the sin is committed against God, we have these four conditions. But what if the sin is against a person? Now somebody is going to ask, how could a sin be against God and how could a sin be against a human being? I'll tell you. You drank wine. This is a sin in the sight of God. Wine is prohibited in Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared the verses of God. Wine is prohibited in Islam. And people working in the field of wine, like manufacturing, like selling, drinking, waiters introducing wine to people, all those people in these categories are cursed in Islam. They are cursed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wine is a sin. But when you drink wine, you don't sin against me. You don't sin against your neighbor. You don't sin against people on the street. You sin against yourself. And you sin against God. Okay? So this is a sin against God. Why? Because you broke the law of God. But for example, you stole my money. This is a sin against God, because you broke the law of God, and it is against me because you took my right. Okay, so we have two kinds here of sins. A sin against God, like, for example, you took drugs. Of course, you're destroying yourself, okay, but this is against God. You didn't hurt me. You didn't bother me. You didn't annoy me. You didn't irritate me. So this is not against me. It is against God and against yourself, because you're destroying yourself. But what if you broke into my house and stole some stuff? This is against me, of course. What if you decided not to give me my inheritance? This is against me. And of course it's against God, basically, because God is just, and God is not happy with people who are unjust. Okay, interesting. So, if this sin is against a person, so there is a fifth condition to be added. So if it's against God, we talked of four conditions, but if it's against a person, these four conditions will be five. And the fifth condition, it will be like this. To return the right back to its owner. To give me my right back. For example, someone stole £10,000 of a person. And this thief wanted to repent. So, I want to repent. I'll stop stealing. Condition number one. I truly regret what I had done. Condition number two. And I decided strongly not to steal again. Condition number three. And number four, I'm doing this, God, only for you. Only for you, O God. Condition number four. But is his repentance complete? No, 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 not complete. He needs to take the £10,000 again and give them back to the owner. Give the money back to its owner. This is condition number five. Because it's not right. Okay? It's not right that you steal $1 million from someone and then, oh, I repent. No. One condition of repentance in this case, that this $1 million should be given back to its owner. You should give the rights back. I mean, this is clear here. Okay? So, and this is the greatness of Islam. This is the greatness of Islam. That in Islam, rights are preserved. So do not think that God is going to accept your repentance without paying rights back. It is very important to pay back people. Okay, now, what if this was about backbiting? What if it's about backbiting? We're going to talk in details about backbiting later, but I need to read these verses together. God says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلُكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُمْ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And the translation for that is, O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance, in the hope that your Lord will remove from you your ills and admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. The day that Allah will not permit to be humiliated, the Prophet and those who believe with him. The light will run forward before them and by the right hands, while they say, Our Lord, perfect our light for us and grant us forgiveness, for thou hast power over all things. Amen. Amen. So look at this great verse. Turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Not any kind of repentance. Sincere repentance. Repentance for God, not for people. You need to repent because you fear God. Not because you fear people, or you fear the president, or you fear policemen, or you fear the king. Not because of this. Because you fear God. In the hope that your Lord will remove from you your ills, that God will purify you. You repent because you want God to purify you and to grant you heaven, to send you to heaven, to paradise, and to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this day, God will not humiliate prophets and the followers, the faithful followers, and they will they will run forward in lights, and lights will be by the right hands, and they will say, this is the prayer that they will say on that day, our Lord, perfect our life for us, and grant us forgiveness, for thou hast power over all things. Amen. Now, repentance, or the three stages of repentance. We have repentance from disbelief. And then this is the most important kind of repentance here. Repentance from disbelief. Because this is the greatest and the most horrific sin, is to be a disbeliever. Somebody might ask me, what does it mean, a disbeliever? It means someone who does not believe in the books of God, prophets of God, angels, the last day, and what we call in Islam al-Qadr, or the predestination. But look at this. For example, someone who believes in God, but he does not believe in a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a disbeliever. Why? Because how do you know what God loves and what God hates? We know that through God's prophets. So if you disbelieve in God's prophets, how come that you are a believer? It doesn't work at all. It doesn't work at all. So you have to believe in God's messengers. So a believer is someone who believes in Islam. But why Islam? Somebody would say, why not Christianity? Why not Judaism? Aren't they like true religions from God? I say, well, yes, like, but being a Muslim, you believe in Moses, and you believe in Jesus, and you believe in Elijah, and you believe in Jeremiah, and you believe in Isaiah, and you believe in all these prophets, and you believe that the final prophet, the seal of prophets, is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the final prophet, coming after all these prophets. And what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with goes side by side with what all the prophets came with. And as Jesus Christ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Holy Bible, from the fruits you shall know them. From the fruits you shall know them. And this is how we are supposed to test prophets. So the first kind, or the most important kind of repentance, is to repent from disbelief. To repent from disbelief. And you start reading about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you start reading about Islam, start scrutinizing, start checking everything. This is your life. Okay, the real life is the life of the hereafter. If you lost the coming life, so you lost everything, then the life of this world is nothing. And it's very short. It's temporary. It's not forever. But the coming life is the true life, because it's forever, either in hell or in heaven. Now, the second kind of repentance is repentance from great sins. Because in Islam we have like great sins and small sins, or little sins. Like what? Like, adultery is a great sin. But to look at a woman, oh, this is not a great sin, it is a small sin. But it's a sin in both cases. Both are sins, but which is greater? Committed adultery is a great sin. So we have great sins in Islam and also little sins. And we should repent from both. Okay? But we start, of course, with the great sins first. Now,
also something that is important in Islam, and we need to talk about it also when it comes to sins. And this point I'd like to say, do not scandalize yourself. For example, someone committed a sin. And this is a question that is asked by so many people. I committed a sin, what am I supposed to do? Okay? I committed a sin, what am I supposed to do? Well, if this sin is against God, like, for example, committing adultery, like taking drugs, many sins against God, like drinking wine, whatever. Okay, and nobody knew of this sin that you did, do not tell anybody. Do not tell anybody about it. Keep it. Don't tell anybody. Okay, so this is number one. Number two, repent to God secretly. And follow the stages, the four stages of repentance that we talked about. But do not tell anybody that you committed this sin. Do not tell anybody about that. Why? Somebody might ask. I'll tell you why. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the sins of my followers will be forgiven, except those of the mujahireen. And mujahirin is an Arabic word, which means those who commit a sin openly or disclose the sins to the people. Subhanallah. So you committed a sin. Nobody saw you. Repent to God secretly. Do not disclose your sin. Those people who go on the street, yesterday I committed adultery with a lady. Why are you telling people this? Are you encouraging them to commit adultery like you? Are you very happy with breaking the law of God, so you are trying to tell everybody that you broke it? Are you very happy with the dirty things you did in the night? And God didn't disclose you, so you came up in the morning disclosing yourself, telling everybody about the horrible things you did? Such people, God does not forgive them. Because they are fighting against God openly. You committed a sin. The normal thing that when we do something wrong, we try to hide it. This is the human nature. Anything against this human nature is horrible. Do not go openly telling everybody about the sins that you make, encouraging them to do as you do. Especially if the country, especially if this country you're committing these sins in, will not punish you. The government is not going to punish you. Like in some, in many countries, committing adultery is not a crime. Have fun. Do whatever you want. It's amazing. And you came up in the morning telling everybody that you committed adultery. This is horrible. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, all the sins of my followers will be forgiven except those of the mujahireen, those who commit a sin openly or disclose their sins to the people. An example of such disclosure is that a person commits a sin at night, and though Allah screens it from the public, then he comes in the morning and says, oh, so and so, I did such and such deed yesterday. Though he spent his night screened by his Lord, and in the morning, he removes Allah's screen from himself. Subhanallah. God saved him. And God screened him. And God didn't scandalize him. And he wakes up in the morning telling everybody about the great sins he committed at night. Such people are not forgiven. So we need to take care. If somebody committed a sin, he's not supposed to tell everybody about it. If you want to repent, repent to God. God is all hearing. God hears you wherever you are. You can talk to God directly. Okay? Wash for prayer and stand in front of God and talk to God. Prostrate yourself and talk to God. As Jesus talked to God in Gethsemane, as Jesus talked to God, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to prostrate himself and talk to God. Do that. Do as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. talk to them directly. There is nothing between you and God. You don't need to talk anybody. You don't need a messenger between you and God now. Eh? You can talk directly to God. God hears you. So you don't need to go to people scandalizing yourself. Eh? Okay, now. Another point. Some scholars say that if someone committed a great sin and went to the Muslim ruler to punish him according to the law of God, it's okay. Again, some people are very sincere. So when they commit a sin, they want to be purified. So they go to the Muslim ruler. They know that if you are a married person and you committed adultery, you're going to be stoned. So they go to the Muslim ruler to say, we committed adultery and we need to be punished for that. Scholars say, well, it's okay here. But the best action is to repent to God, not to tell anybody about what you did. You got the idea. Okay, great. Now, let's talk about giving rights back. Giving rights back. And let me just take a sip, because I've got some British tea here. Very nice. Amazing. Me and Sheikh Waleed were having fun with this tea. Great. Very good. Now, giving rights back. And this is what we said. If this sin was against a person, we need to give him his right back. Like, if the sin is against a person, so you have to give everyone its due right first as a necessary part of your repentance. We said so. If you beat someone, you have to go to him and ask him to beat you as you beat him. See? An eye for an eye. You beat someone, you were strong, and you beat someone. If you want to repent, go to this person and ask him, here's my cheek. Beat me as I beat you. If he wants to forgive you, so this is his right. And if he wants to take his right, he's got the right to do it. This is to repent to God. Now, a very important part. How can we repent of backbiting? Ooh, backbiting. Talking badly about people behind their backs. And that needs another sip. Now, look at this. I'm going to give you some details when it comes to backbiting. Now, scholars have two opinions here. Opinion number one, you have to go directly to the man you have backbitten and ask him for forgiveness. And if he would forgive you, provided that you were to give him money, give him money. Now, look at this. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a parable. A man said very bad things about his neighbor. Then he wanted to repent. According to this opinion, what he should do is to go to his neighbor and say to his neighbor, forgive me. I said so and so and so and so about you. Please forgive me. If he forgave you, well, you're a happy man. But if he refused, you should keep asking him for forgiveness. Even if he said, okay, I would forgive you, but you should give me £50 or £100. You give him the money. So see, so it is not an easy thing to talk about people behind their backs. It's not easy, eh? It's a big sin. So you have to take care of this. So according to the first opinion of a scholar, you have to go to this person you have backbitten and ask him for forgiveness. And if he wanted you to give him money, give him money, so that he forgives you. See? Big sin. Not easy, eh? Now, the second opinion. Some scholars say, you go to the man you have backbitten in one case, when he has known of what you said. In this case, you go and ask for his forgiveness. Look at this. And the second opinion is very amazing. Actually, I love it myself. You talked about a person in a bad way, and he knew that you said horrible things about him. In this case, you have to go to this man and to ask, and you have to ask him for forgiveness. Because he knew that you talked behind his back. But what if he didn't know? If he didn't know. According to this opinion, if he didn't know of what you said, you don't go to him. You go to the same places in which you said those bad things about him. For example, you were in a cafe and you said, oh, John, he's not an honest person. He's a thief. Oh, this is not very nice then. So you need to go to the same cafe again and to the same people, and you talked in front of them and you say, you know what? Sam is a good person. Jack is a good person. I was mistaken. My opinion was not okay. He's a very nice person. I feel sorry for what I said about him last week. So you try to mend what you have spoiled. You try to correct your past mistakes. This is what you do. So in case he didn't know, this is what you do. Eh? You go to the same places, okay, in which you mentioned him badly, and you start to correct. You start to collect your rubbish again and put them in the basket and throw them into the river. Get rid of your past mistakes. Get rid of them. To repent to God. To go back to God. So this is about backbiting. Now, let's move to another point which I find also interesting and amusing. Those who are incompetent to sin no more. Those who are incompetent to sin no more. What about them? And we need to take a sip for that. I love it. Tea with grapes flavor. I love it very much. Okay. Now look at this. I'll give you a parable that is going to explain exactly what I mean by this title that I've given you. Those who are incompetent to sin no more. A man who was very rich and who used to commit adultery. He's got a lot of money, so he spent his money on women. Okay? We're not going to say women, prostitutes. Okay? He's a bad person. But the problem is that he lost all his money. He lost all his money. So he doesn't have money to commit sins anymore. All his money is gone. So he can't commit sins no more. So, is this considered a repentance? Of course not. Because he didn't stop committing adultery because he hates it or because it's for the sake of God. No, because he doesn't have money. And if money comes back, he's going to commit adultery again. We call this the repentance of those who are incompetent. Well, it's not an accepted repentance. Someone who used to beat weak people. He used to be very bad to them. He used to treat them like rubbish. And then, subhanAllah, he caught a disease. A very terrible disease. So he slept in his bed and he couldn't move out. So he stopped hurting people. He stopped injuring people. Is this a repentance? No, it's not a repentance. Why? Because he was forced to stop hurting people. He didn't stop for the sake of God. In one case, could this repentance be true? When he purifies his heart and corrects his intentions and say, oh God, when I was strong, I used to do bad things to weak people. And now I'm weak, lying in bed. And I could not hurt a fly. Please God, forgive me. I have the will. If I am strong again, I'm not going to hurt anybody. Forgive me, God. If he is saying this truthfully, and he truly believes in what he's saying, he's going, inshallah, to be forgiven. And it's going to be an accepted repentance. But it is not because you just stopped committing a sin because you don't have money, or because you don't have a place, or because you don't have the capabilities for committing a sin. Okay? Now, another point.
which is also very important. Times in which repentance is not accepted. Very important. Times in which repentance is not accepted, because the doors are not open all the time. Sometimes the doors are closed. Sometimes the doors are closed. And the problem is that we don't know exactly when the doors will be closed, so we have to be very quick in our repentance. We have to be very quick, because you don't know when the door will be closed. And if you don't know, you have to do something, eh? You have to be quick. Don't think that you're going to live forever. You're not going to live forever, and you don't know when you'll die, eh? So be quick in your repentance. Go back to God quickly. Decide to do something about it. God says in the Holy Quran, and this is the first time in which repentance is not accepted. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَةِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ أُولَئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Of no effect, look at this, of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil until death faces one of them. And he says, now have I repented indeed. Nor of those who die rejecting faith, for them have we prepared a punishment most grievous. Of course, of no effect is the repentance of those who continue to do evil until death faces one of them. He says, oh, now I have repented indeed. Now I have repented indeed. Now have I repented indeed? Yeah, truly, yeah. Well, that was a good time. It was good time in here. Well, this repentance is not accepted. You're dying. You're dying, and you're repenting to God now after you lived for 40 years, for 30 years, for 20 years. You've been living all this time, and now you repent while dying? How could that be? How could that be? And this is why God says in the Holy Quran, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. But when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah, the one God, and we reject the partners we used to join with Him. SubhanAllah. Now? Because the punishment is coming down, now you believe. Now you believe, huh? When death comes knocking on your door, you believe now? Not the right time, sorry. It's not the right time. And look, and this is why God says, فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَأَوْا بَأْسَنَا سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ فِي عِبَادِهِ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah, the one God, and we reject the partners we use to join with Him. But their profession of faith, when they actually saw our punishment, was not going to profit them. Such has been God's way of dealing with His servants from the most ancient times. And even thus did the rejecters of Allah perish utterly. They were not going to be helped. Why? They were too late. They were too late. It is too late. This is not the right time. When you see the punishment coming down, believing at this time will not going to profit you. Repentance at this time is not accepted. And read this about Pharaoh. The story of Pharaoh and Moses, eh? And it's a very famous story. Everybody knows it, eh? It's in the Quran, also in the Holy Bible. We read it all the time, eh? What happened? God showed Pharaoh different kinds of signs on the hands of Moses. But what did Pharaoh do, eh? He didn't believe, eh? He didn't believe. And when Pharaoh saw Moses hitting the Red Sea with his stick, with his club, and the Red Sea was divided into two huge mountains of water, and the sons of Israel crossed the Red Sea, Pharaoh didn't believe. He wanted to follow them to kill them. Ouch! This man was so tough, he was so aggressive, he was a huge disbeliever. He didn't believe when he saw this great sign, he wanted to kill them. So he got trying to cross the river in order to catch them, to catch Moses and his followers, the sons of Israel. And what happened? Let's read the Holy Quran. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ وَجُنُودُهُ بَغْيًا وَعَدْوًا حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْآنَ وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And let's read the translation together. We took the children of Israel across the sea. Pharaoh and his hosts followed them in insolence and spite. At length, when overwhelmed with the flood, he said, I believe that there is no God except him whom the children of Israel believe in. I am of those who submit to Allah. It will sit to him. Now? But a little while before, were thou in rebellion and thou didst mischief and violence? It is not the right time. He didn't believe in the right time. And this is why his repentance was not accepted. You believe why you're dying. God finally is killing you because of the miserable things, of the horrible things you used to do in your life. And now you are repenting. That timing, not the right time. Too late, man. Too late, mate. Not accepted. Sorry. See? And look at this. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, Allah accepts the repentance of his slave so long as the death rattle has not yet reached his throat. Which is, you know, when we die, our spirits leave our body. And the spirits start to go out. If the spirit reached this place, your throat, you cannot repent. It's over. Time for repentance is over. It's too late. Again, the hadith. Allah accepts the repentance of his slave so long as the death rattle has not yet reached his throat. Now, let's talk about time number two. We talk about time number one. But let me take a sip again. I love this tea, really. God says in the Holy Quran, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أو يأتي ربك أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا قل انتظروا إنا منتظرون. God says in the Holy Quran, are they waiting to see if the angels come to them? Or thy Lord himself? Or certain of the signs of thy Lord, the day that certain of the signs of thy Lord do come, no good will it do to a soul to believe in them. Then if it believed not before, nor earned righteousness through its face, say, wait ye, we too are waiting. Now look at this. Again, are they waiting to see if the angels come to them? What are you waiting for? Repent! Go back to God. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to see if the angels come to them? You waiting for the angels of God to come? Or are you waiting for God himself to come down to you so that you repent? Or certain of the signs of the Lord? You waiting for a great sign of the Lord to repent? the day that certain of the signs of thy Lord do come, no good will it do to a soul to believe in them than if it believed not before, nor earned righteousness through its faith. When certain signs of God appear, repentance is not accepted. When certain signs of God appear, repentance is over. Why? Because it's over. These are the signs of the doomsday. Everything's over. How could you not believe at this time? While you see the truth in front of your eyes. If you believe at this time, your repentance is not accepted. And this is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in this verse in the Holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, whoever repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will accept his repentance. Whoever repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will accept his repentance. Because we know that the sun rises in the east. The sun rises in the east. But if it rises in the west, which is one of the greatest signs of the doomsday, repentance is not accepted. If the sun rises in the west and you are trying to repent, it's over, man. It's too late. Don't try. So that was an introduction, dear brothers and sisters, about repentance. And next time, inshallah, we're going to talk about sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam related to repentance one by one. And we're going, inshallah, to clarify things that are not very clear, and we're going to comment on all the hadith, inshallah. Thank you very much for following me and watching this episode. And I hope we come closer to God. See you, inshallah. May God gather us together with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ayyuhal ikhwatu al-kiram. Ahlan wa marhaban bikum fi muntada ansari habib al-mustafa. Waladhi unshi'a lil-dhabbi wal-difa'i. عن صاحب السنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذب والدفاع عن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعن أصحابه الطيبين الطاهرين وأسأل الله تعالى بأسماء الحسنى وصفات العلى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال ونرجو من كل أخ وأخت يستمع إلى هذا الإصدار ألا ينسانا من صالح دعائه ومن دعوة بظهر الغيب حتى يقول له الملك ولك بمثله.